KPS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Hi there. What's this?
Hi, kid. You better come running. It's old Smiling Eddie and his Busta Brown Gang.
Happy gang of Busta Brown is on the air. The happy gang of Busta Brown is on the air. We laugh and frolic and sing and play. Come on, you buddies, and shout hooray. The air. Hello, kids. Hello, mother. Hello, daddy. Hello, grandmother. Hello, granddaddy. The uncles and nieces and nephews and cousins and brothers and sisters and pets. Everybody, this is your old buddy Smiling Ed and all his big Busta Brown gang. Squeaky the Mouse, Midnight the Cat, Brandy the Talking Piano, and Froggy the Gremlin out here in Hollywood, all ready for another good old Saturday hoop 'em up.
And we're all ready for another Friday night rendezvous round the radio. Public radio is KRVS. Lafayette, Lake Charles, how is it going this evening?
Everything is going extremely well.
Glad to know we don't have any computer glitches on the horizon. Voice sounded familiar. I'm Lee Kleinpeter, your host for the Big Band Swings program. We're coming your way on 88.7 KRVS and on the web, where you need to go tonight to make a pledge to our cause, krvs.org. In just a moment, we're going to, in fact, let me do this right here. Setting the Wayback Machine, time and place to December. Holiday in a Holiday Spirit, 1946 Town Hall Concert, the live midnight special concert, Town Hall, New York City, and it's featuring Calypso at Midnight with Lord Invader, Duke of Iron, Macbeth the Great, and Gerald Clark and Band, and it's hosted by Alan Lomax. We'll get to that shortly, but first, I'd like to ask for your support if you want this type of programming to continue, if you appreciate this unique, special, eclectic, and electric, and can't find it hardly anywhere else except for on the radio dial and on the web, KRVS 88.7, KRVS.org. Step up and let us know about your appreciation, about your commitment to being a public radio listener. And thanks for all the good feedback and any kind of feedback, just to know that you want to be a part of the show and want to thank us for it. I'm glad you played a lot of Benny Goodman. Oh, that Louis Prima, that's too much. We take that all into consideration and try and keep being innovative and creative and digging in, you know, just when you think it's sort of like if you have ever fooled with the old cars, you know, about those barn finds where, you know, the car's been sitting there for 50 years. It's some great old classic mohair and lacquer. Big, powerful engine, and it's just been sitting there in a barn gathering dust and rust and waiting for you to restore it and bring it out to its former glory. Sometimes we music folks like the record collectors like to search the bins and say, hey, look at this record here. Haven't heard this. I never have heard this before, but it's some early work of Jelly Roll Morton or maybe George Lewis. We've got some George Lewis playing in the background here, recorded in, I'm pretty sure this was recorded in New Orleans. And you got Kid Howard on trumpet, Jim Robinson on trombone, George Lewis, clarinet, and that's Alton Purnell on piano. Maybe you heard some of these guys in the glory days of jazz in the 1950s at one of the clubs in New Orleans in the French Quarter. And other than that, the only place to hear that type of music now is on the do some searching on the internet, maybe find a rare cut here or there, or just keep it with KRVS.org. Public radio in Acadiana. Couple of things, and then we'll get back to our music and the concert, the Calypso at Midnight concert. When you do go to the website, have the credit card handy. We will take any of the major credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, and pay by installments. If maybe you'd like to give $250, you get with that $250, you get, in addition to the KRVS programming, the KRVS Red Festival chair with carrying bag, or the set of selected shorts. It's a 3-CD set. Are we there yet? And let's break that $250 down into installment payments, 10, 20, 30 a month. The membership program keeps track of your donation. Ask your company if they have the matching gifts program. It could double your gift to KRVS. And remember, UL Lafayette faculty and staff can give through payroll deduction.
Like a swarm of honeybees. I'm going to put myself on a sad duvet and go. I'm going to put myself on a sad duvet and go. I'm going to go to that Texas town where you never see ice and snow.
That's the Dallas Blues. George Lewis, Kit Howard, Jim Robinson, Alton Purnell, Lawrence Marrero, and Al Seed, also known as Slow Drag Pavageau. For as little as $75, you can get a KRVS t-shirt, a woman's tee, blues box tee, KRVS tote bag, those are handy, a ball cap, a mug, or a KRVS onesie for your 6 to 12 months old. And you step up to 125, you'll get the CD Live at the World Cafe. Also, you could get the Jumps, Boogies, and Wobbles Howl Divine CD, Zydeco Champs, or the Cajun Honky Tonk, or a KRVS package of mug and t-shirt. And when you do go to the website, you've got the chance to drop a comment. We would appreciate that, saying, you know, some of my favorite shows are such and such and such and such. Helps us to do a little research and maybe tweak the formats. And in addition to our website, if you'd like to just visit and give us a like or a thumbs up, all that tech stuff there at the public media sites of Facebook, KRVS Public Media, for Twitter, simply KRVS Media, and also for Instagram. So Twitter and Instagram, KRVS Media. I'm Lee Kleinpeter, your host for the Big Band Swings program. Tonight, we're taking your fundraising pledges at the web, krvs.org, here at the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built hotel, Biltwell. It's a fine evening. Everybody's looking good in there, getting a little extra mileage after the Easter Sunday outfits. You're kind of using them again tonight. That's wise. Another wise use of your money is to help KRVS with your contributions. It gives you the confidence to know that we will continue to be able to provide this unique programming to you, whether it's opera or big bands or the B-side, hillbilly, bluegrass, zydeco, Cajun, big band, jazz, and all points in between. Other popular songs of the day.
In this ultra-modern, fast-paced atomic age, it's nice to have the nostalgic music of Big Band Swings.
I'm Lee, and we turn it over to Alan Lomax.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. People's Songs is happy to welcome you to the fourth evening of the Midnight Special, where we're bringing you the folk songs of both continents. Tonight, it's the music from a small island. It's music that's spread out almost like atomic energy, from Buenos Aires to New York City, the music of the Calypsonians, a music that's sung in a sort of a translation from the French into English. That's about the only way you can put it. It's got streaks of African in it. It's got stripes of Spanish. It's got little elements of French. But somehow it all gets sung in English, and it covers every subject under the sun. We're about to begin now. New York City, Times Square area, is about to be invaded by the Calypsonians.
them Calypsonian making an invasion.
Willie,
but they don't know it's a tough situation.
Willie,
I hear that rum and cola is the big illusion.
Willie,
oh, but the Yankee dollar is the main attraction.
Willie,
so you better tell them to ask Duke of Iron.
Willie,
otherwise it may be ruination.
Willie,
Willie, Willie, Willie, Willie, Willie. And strong, and then nearly break me down.
Willie, Willie.
But tell the world I'm a hero in the town.
Willie, Willie.
Yes, I make me name and I come from Port of Spain.
Willie, Willie.
And I will sing me calypso on the radio.
Willie, Willie.
Willie, 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 Willie. Calypsonia making an invasion.
Willie, Willie.
Give the Duke of Iron a big hand. Take a bow, Duke. It's the Duke of Iron. Since it may be a little hard for some of you to get all the words, we're going to start off with a sort of a primer in Calypso with the songs that you probably have heard. Three familiar tunes. The first one is Stone Cold Dead in the Market. It's going to be sung by Macbeth the Great, otherwise known as Patrick MacDonald. Mr. Macbeth.
He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. Well, if he's stone cold dead in the market, I ain't kill nobody but me husband.
Stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market.
Well, if he's
stone cold dead in the market, I ain't kill nobody but a husband.
Well, look, I lash him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. Well, if I lick him with the pot and the frying pan, and if I kill him, he had it coming. Oh,
he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market.
Well, look, he's
stone cold dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
Last night I went out drinking. When I came home, he gave me a beating. Believe me, friends, I doesn't care if they set me down on the electric chair. Oh, Lord, look how he's
stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market.
I kill nobody but me husband. Oh, look, the family, they swearing to kill me. The family, they swearing to kill me. Well, look, the family swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming. Oh, if he's
stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but me husband.
Oh, pain dead, he's stone dead. Pain dead, he's stone dead. And if pain dead, he's stone dead. And if I kill him, he's me husband.
Oh, stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market.
Oh, look, he's
stone cold dead in the market. And I kill nobody but your husband.
There is one thing that I ensure. The vagabond, he cannot beat me no more. So I catch up the rolling pin and I walk on his head till I bash it in. Oh Lord, look how he's
stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market.
Oh, the vagabond is
stone cold dead in the market.
I kill nobody but the husband. Oh,
Macbeth. Macbeth. What's that instrument that you have there?
Oh, well, this is known as a Trinidadian harp.
Well, how do you go about making a Trinidadian harp, Macbeth?
Well, the first thing, you have to visit the grog shop and get the bottle. Then you get the contents in the bottle and you disperse with that. And you sound it, and if it don't sound right, you go back and get the other one. Until you get the right song. So if you have one here for me to try out, I will be only too glad to do it for you.
Now we're going to hear another oldie from the Duke of Iron. It's going to be Ugly Woman. And Duke, step up and tell us a little bit about where Calypso comes from and what Calypso means and how you got started singing Calypso before.
Well, to your first question, where it comes from, Calypso comes from only one place, and that is the island of Trinidad, British West Indies. It's a traditional thing. It's so old that all I can tell you about that part is just what was handed down to us from the older people, and we pass it along to the younger ones and so on. It was being done first by, let us say, the slaves there working in the fields and so on. That's one theory, and I think that's about the soundest one that I've gotten trying to search up for all the details, you know. And they used to sing these songs to each other and rib each other. Rival groups would be working, you know, different places, and this one would kid them about their shortcomings and so on in song. And that was the beginning of it. It was done not in English at that time, because it wasn't English in those days. It was a sort of a African, French, and Spanish combination mix-up. But now, since everything is English in Trinidad, why, we do it in English, because that's what they're teaching in schools now. And the younger ones, we want them to know, so we have to swing it over. And that is the answer to your second question. About the ugly woman, that is just a theory of a particular person saying that, saying that if you want to be happy, you should never marry a woman prettier than you are. Marry one uglier than you are, and you're sure to be happy. Now, some people just don't like to be happy, so they take a woman prettier. But if you want to be happy, you take uglier one. Ugly woman! Now, if you want to be happy living a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. You want to be happy living a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. All you got to do is just what I say, then you will be jolly, happy, and gay. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman uglier than you. Well, a pretty woman make her husband look small, and very often cause his downfall. As soon as she marry, there and then she start to do the things that would ache his heart. And when you think that she's belonging to you, boy, she's calling somebody else doo-doo. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman uglier than you. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you can be sure you'll be happy in all your life. For she will never do things in a funny way to allow the neighbors to have anything to say. And she wouldn't disregard her husband at all by exhibiting herself to Peter and Paul. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman uglier than you.
an ugly woman give you your meals in time, and she always tried to make you happy in mine. At nights when you lay down in your cozy bed, she will coax, caress you and scratch your head, and she'll begin to love you like a little baby and call you sweet names like sugar daddy. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman uglier than you.
And now the third of our Calypsonian stars, the Lord Invader. Perhaps before Lord Invader begins, he'd tell you his theory about Calypso and maybe about where the song that he's going to sing you, Rum and Coca-Cola, comes from.
Diplomatically, you ask me what is Calypso, Mr. Lomax?
Yeah.
Calypso is a folklore of Trinidad, a style of poetry telling about current events in song. With regard to song Rum and Coca-Cola, you want to ask me how I happened to compose it, Mr. Lomax? Ladies and gentlemen, back home in the West Indies, Trinidad, where I'm from, I'm a small island. I'm proud of it, thank you. I was traveling on a bus to some place they call Point Kumana, bathing resort, and I happened to see the GIs since the American social invasion in the West Indies, Trinidad. You know, the girls used to get the candies and stuff like that, and they go to the canteens with the boys and so on, have fun. So I noticed since the GIs came over there, that we generally chase with soda, ordinary soda, but the chaser was rum and coke. They drink rum and they like the Coca-Cola as a chaser. So I studied that as an idea of song. And Maury Amsterdam had the nerve to say that he composed that song back here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to sing you Rum and Coca-Cola for my first number. Thank you.
When the Yankees first went to Trinidad, some of the young girls were more than glad. They said that the Yankees treat them nice, and they give them a better price. They buy rum and Coca-Cola, went down Point Kumana. Both mothers and daughters working for their Yankee dollars. I had a little chick the other day, but her mother came and took her away. Herself, her mother and her sisters went in a cab with some soldiers. They bought rum and Coca-Cola, went down Point Kumana. Both mothers and daughters working for their Yankee dollars. They have some aristos in Port of Spain. I know a lot, but I won't call name. And in the day, they wouldn't give you a right, but you could see them with the foreigners late at night, drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Kumana. Both mothers and daughters working for their Yankee dollars. I know a couple who got married one afternoon. I was to go to Miami on the honeymoon, but the bride run away with a soldier lad, and the stupid husband went staring mad. They bought rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana, both mothers and daughters working for the Yankee dollar.
No, I don't. The Duke talked about how these songs, these Calypsonian songs, came out of the folklore of Trinidad. And now for a little while, we're going to show you what some of that folklore is like. Not completely authentically, but give you an impression of it. The first one is a work song, a song of coffee plantations, a song called Doli Do. Macbeth is going to sing it, and it's going to have the Calypsonian harp as an accompaniment, and maybe some drums. And you folks, keep on that singing out there, because everybody's supposed to sing when a song like this comes. Doli Do.
Well, this song was originated when the native force landed in Trinidad, some of us was there when Columbus came. No, that ain't no joke. And we had to build a place up, so there wasn't much money around then, so the neighbors would come around and put a hand, and before you know it, the house would be up. But in order to do that, they cook a big pot of food. I mean, that comprised of rice and fowl, chicken as you call it here, and a little pork, you know, and beef and everything mixed up with little peas. They call it a pilau. I don't know how you all call it here. So they keep on cooking this food, and they get this, with the contents of the harp, and they get together, you know, and they sing the song. So I'll give you an idea how they started. Do lai do mo pavle do do, do lai do pani mama o, do lai do mo pani papa, do lai do put me ashore, do lai do mo pani papa o, do lai do mo pani mama, do lai do put me ashore. Mo pani papa o,
do lai do.
Ah, mo pani sese,
do lai do.
Mo pani papa,
do lai do.
Mo pani mama,
do lai do.
Mo pani papa o,
do lai do.
Mo pani papa,
do lai do.
Mo pani mama,
do lai do.
Ah, mo pani papa,
do lai do.
Mo pable do do,
do lai do.
Mo pable do mi o,
do lai do.
Mo pani papa,
do lai do.
Mo pani sese. Pani mama,
do lai do.
Pani papa,
do lai do.
Pani mama,
do lai do.
Pani papa,
do lai do.
Pani mama,
do lai do.
Mete ki we tambu,
do lai do.
Pani mama o,
do lai do.
Mo pani sese o,
do lai do.
Mo pani pepa,
do lai do.
Mo pani lajan,
do lai do.
Mo pani lakai, do lai do. Mo pable do do mama,
do lai do.
Yes, mo pable do do.
Amo
Pablo Dodo, amo Pani Mama, amo Pani Papa, yes, mo Pani Mama, umo Pani Papa, amo Pani Mama, amo Pani Papa,
amo
Pani Mama,
amo
Pani Papa,
amo
Pani Mama, amo
Pani
Mama, amo
Pani
Mama, mon pani l'argent.
And now, just a little picture of the folk religion of Trinidad. First of all, the Duke of Iron is going to explain to us how the native Trinidadian feels about, should he be a member of the Baptist cult, or should he join the Voodoo cult? In this song, Three Friends Advice, you get the point of view of the Trinidadian about which way shall he walk, on the African side of the fence or the European side of the fence, as far as religion is concerned. Let's hear Three Friends Advice and tell him the words.
This number, I have to give you a little, explanation about some of the things that you're going to hear in this number. First, it's about a guy that was in hard luck. No money, no place to sleep, no food to eat. And this is the advice.
Maybe that's Obeya.
It could be. Are you hearing me? Can you hear me? Ah, how about that? Mm-hmm. So this is the advice that he got from some friends of his. As a matter of fact, three friends. One told him to join the Shouters Band, which is a form of worship or religion over there. They shout and they get happy and everything like that. Another one told him to be an Obeya man. The Obeya man is a fellow that deals in, witchcraft or something like that. Believes he can do things by magic or something. So, anyhow, but in spite of all of that, he decided to Vio, which is his girl, he think he better learn to dance the Shango, which is an old African dance. So in this number, you're going to hear me speak about a crapo. A crapo is just another name for a toad. Big bullfrog, you know. That's a crapo. And a Makawel snake is one of these big boa constrictors. We have another name for it over there. It's just a big boa constrictor. You'll hear me speak about the Makawel snake. So I'll just tell you this so you will know what I'm talking about. So I think I gave you a pretty clear picture about some of the difficult words, our slangs, and I think you can understand it now. So, Maestro, will you...
Now, according to conditions, my friends and relations, they gave me their opinion. According to conditions, my friends and relations, they gave me their opinion. One said, join the Shouters Band. Another one said, to be an Obeya man. But to Vio, I answered no. I think I better learn to dance the Shango. I was told by a certain friend who introduced me then to the Shouters Den, and all the ceremonies that I went through was on Moses, Moses, take off thy shoes. I fasted for 40 days singing hymns, but then they ducked me in the river and I could not swim. So to Vio, I answered no. I think I better learn to dance the Shango. In 2 weeks' time, friends, I got so fat, you can imagine what was the cause of that. Stew, eggs and fry macaroni that in the meeting the sisters would give to me. Khaki serges, Palm Beach and white, with a cork hat and the leggings to lace up tight. Still to Vio, I answered no. I think I better learn to dance the Shango. Soon after that, I drafted a different plan and decided to be an Obeya man. Around my neck, I had a chaplet, and the beard that I had was like Chalbadier. The shirt on my bosom was a motor car bag, and the coat on my back was a telele rag. Still to Vio, I answered no. I think I better learn to dance the Shango. Now listen, friends, what I had in my room was a grinning skeleton with a face of gloom, a dancing peacock painted in red, and a jumping crapo without a head. Three blind mice and a mackerel snake, and a big tar baby to walk and shake. Still to Vio, I answered no, I think I better learn to dance the shango.
And now the Lord Invader, with the help of the drummer and some other singers, is going to show you, in a little way, what a shouter's band looks like. He's going to sing a shouter song, that is a Baptist revival song from Trinidad, called Happy Land of Canaan.
Mr. Lomar, this thing too short for me.
Come, let we go to the happy land.
Happy land of Canaan.
I said, oh, come, let we go to the happy land.
Oh, happy land of Canaan.
Oh, come, let we go to the happy land.
Oh, happy land of Canaan.
Come, let we go to the happy land.
Oh, happy land of Canaan.
I said, come, let we go to the happy land.
In the happy land, happy land of Canaan.
Good evening. Welcome to the Big Band Swings program, our special fundraiser edition. Happy Land of Canaan, Lord Invader, Duke of Iron, from the Town Hall Concert. Midnight Special, live at the Midnight Special, Town Hall, New York City, December 1946. Website, krbs.org. All these busy beavers in the background, manning the phone banks, taking the pledges. You see, we head down while we're resetting things, leave the concert, head down to New Orleans. Soundtrack music from Tune In Tomorrow. It's Wynton Marsalis with the Big Trouble in the Big Easy. Actually, it's Big Trouble in the Easy. Maybe you saw this, maybe you didn't. It's got the film, Tune In Tomorrow. It's Richard Fox in this, and it's set at a radio station that does some old radio, or at the time, it was just the topical radio dramas, the soap operas, the mysteries, the thrillers in the French Quarter. And Peter Fox, like a writer that's brought in to write the programs for this radio station, and along with the Keanu Reeves and Barbara Hershey's in here. It's a nice CD. It's got a lot of interesting selections on it. King of the Garden District, Crescent City Growl, Alligator Tail Drag, some of the cuts on this soundtrack. Tune In Tomorrow, supplying us a little background as we take a pause for the cause of public radio in Acadiana. That's KRBS in Lafayette, or some folks like to say Lafayette, Lafayette. Or some folks like to say Lafayette, Lafayette. We're on the web, and that's 88.7 Broadcast HD Radio. And we're on the web. You can do that at krvs.org. Stream the audio in real time. It's like a regular radio station, like your little cell phone is like a transistor radio, and you can pick us up and do it in real, actual time or delayed with a podcast. All the shows that we produce locally are available for a couple of few weeks. They're archived and then reset and some new ones put in. But if you wanted to hear the big band show from last week, just go to KRVS and you can see the date. Oh, yeah, I'll download this and listen to it right then or listen to it at your convenience. And we hope it's convenient for you. Make it convenient. What's the what is the effort there? Just to go to the website, look it over, see what you could get with your pledge, and make that pledge, make that donation, make that contribution, and show that you appreciate public radio. I know you do. I know you do. I know you like the radio station and the uniqueness of KRVS and hear stuff that you've not heard anywhere else. Whether it's our Zydeco music, the opera, the bluegrass, the news, the Radio Lab, Ira Glass's This American Life, the talk shows, music, a lot of music, world music, Irish Celtic music, a couple of those. We've got just the list goes on. And I know of all those programs, you must have a couple in there that you really enjoy. So why not show your support? You know, when you talk about commercial radio, oh, yeah, it's free. I don't have to. I just turn on the radio and I listen. Yeah, with about up to 20 minutes of ads in an hour sometimes. And it's not really free because there's a cost when you buy a box of detergent or a box of cereal or some produce or meat. The associated radio advertising costs, you know, part of that slab of beef or that orange, part of that you're paying for is the radio advertisement. So the bottom line is, the rule is, follow the money. Follow the money, and that'll tell you the story, honey.
Everything is going extremely well.
Glad to hear that. Website, krvs.org, to pledge right now.
In this ultra-modern, fast-paced atomic age, it's nice to have the nostalgic music of big band swings.
And I sit here embarrassed in air. I said that this George Lewis that we had played earlier was probably recorded. I did leave myself a little wiggle room, probably recorded in New Orleans, but it wasn't. It was recorded in San Francisco for the NBC radio network. They were carrying a lot of New Orleans jazz back there. They did have some shows originating out of New Orleans, but this was not one of them. NBC San Francisco presents George Lewis. And we've got some of the on the selections here. Some of our musicians are Kid Howard on trumpet, Jim Robinson, trombone, George Lewis, clarinet, Alton Purnell, piano, Lawrence Marrero, banjo, Joe Watkins, drums, and Al C. That's old slow drag, Pavageau on bass. Don't forget sometime during the course of this evening, whether it's this show or the following shows, to go to the website and at least investigate, check out what you need to do to make a pledge to support public radio. And you can do it with your credit card. They've got the matching gift program many places. You check with your boss man, your boss lady, and say, oh, do you have the matching gift? Well, I'm giving, I think this year I'm going to give, $125 to KRVS, and they'll match that $125. We'll break it down into installments, $10, $15, $20, whatever a month. And remember, UL faculty and staff donate through payroll deduction. Back to the music from San Francisco, 1953. Here is George Lewis and his Cats to do Hey, Don't You Just Love. That's another thing about the nostalgia of the old days. Kind of reminisce about what it was like before air conditioning, before you had what kind of roofs do they put on houses now? But back in the days of the tin roof. Get really romantic about the sound and the different intensities of the rain coming and going and making that nice little rattle on your roof. Here's George Lewis to do the Tin Roof Blues. Tin Roof Blues, George Lewis. Clarinet, Kit Howard, trumpet. Jim Robinson, trombone. Elton Purnell, piano. And Slow Drag on the bass. Joe Watkins, drums. Lawrence Marrero on banjo. Heading back to New Orleans from our Tune In Tomorrow soundtrack to hear the Crescent City Crawl on the St. Charles streetcar line. I like old sayings. Old, what do you call those? Like platitudes and...
everything is going extremely well.
Stuff like that. Like time flies when you're having fun. Idioms. I felt the time really flew by these past 2 hours, just over with in a flash. But our fundraiser is not over with. We continue through this evening, and anybody in the world can pledge anytime right now on our website at krvs.org. Check it out. Enjoy some classic radio this evening, and grab yourself a couple of podcasts for the weekend. And do consider going to the website, making a pledge this evening. krvs.org. I'm Lee Klein, Peter. Hope to see you again one more time the next time. Oh, yes. Was there anything else?
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Hey, the Zydeco Stomp.
Get on your telephone and call somebody and tell them the Zydeco Stomp is on KRVS. Hi, I'm Herman Fuselier, inviting you to join me Saturdays from noon to 3 for the best in Zydeco blues and R&B on the Zydeco Stomp. You'll hear Gino Delafosse, Keith Frank, Travis Mott, Chris Ardwin, Bobby Blue Bland, B.B. King, Aretha Franklin, and you never know who may show up for the party. Barbecue and drink a few on the Zydeco Stomp from noon to 3 Saturdays only on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Visit the KRVS website for programming information, live streaming audio, podcasts of locally produced programming, and world news from NPR Digital. It's all at krvs.org. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette.